A group of researchers in the Central Valley has just been awarded a grant to study how plant genetics are changing in response to drought conditions. Sounds like an amazing thing. The focus of their research is on sorghum, which is proving to be one of the most drought-adaptive plants in the world. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess spoke with researcher Jeff Dahlberg about how unlocking the secrets of sorghum could have big implications for other crops and the valley.
And this week you all announced that you got a rather significant grant for some research into sorghum. Tell me why. What's it for?
There's a tremendous amount of interest in crops that are drought tolerant in the United States right now. And the Department of Energy is looking at how to enhance some of the biomass feedstocks that they're looking into so that they can grow on more marginal lands. And obviously one of the issues that they would face would be drought. And sorghum is one of the most drought-tolerant cereal crops that we grow in the world. And there's just been a lot of interest in looking at sorghum and trying to figure out what that drought's tolerance is.
That's what I was going to ask. Do we know why sorghum is so drought tolerant, or is that what this research is for?
Well, we have a lot of theories behind why it's drought tolerant. There's a lot of mechanisms that sorghum seems to possess that allows it to utilize water more efficiently when there's not a lot of water around. And so we're trying to tease out some of that genetically. We're trying to understand how these different mechanisms are turned on and off, why they're turned on and off, when they're turned on and off. And interestingly enough, we also believe that there's some soil microbial populations that might influence sorghum's ability to withstand drought too. So we're looking at how those communities are impacted by drought and, you know, what kind of relationship there is between sorghum and those communities and how they might benefit each other.
You had 2 points there, and I kind of want to take them one at a time.
Sure.
The first one being, when you talk about mechanisms in the plant, you're talking about the plant's genetics? Like there are certain genetic factors that tick on and tick off depending on the conditions?
Yeah. Things like perhaps what shuts the stomates close. You know, remember the stomates are kind of the breathing apparatus for a plant, so they, you know, let some water in, but they let out oxygen, they let CO2 in. You know, it's all part of this fairly complex mechanism that plants use to generate biomass and create biomass. So, you know, what controls that? Because if you open and close those at certain times of the day, not as much water leaves the plant. There are things like waxes. Some sorghums have lots of wax on their leaves and stems, and that might slow down water evaporating from the plant. Sorghum does some other things with sugars inside the plant to help retain water in the plant. There's just all these different mechanisms that sorghum utilizes to try and stay alive during a drought, and that's what we're trying to look at. What are the genes that are responsible for those? When are they turned on? When are they turned off? So it's a rather ambitious research project.
And you mentioned the microbes in the soil. Is there some thinking that those microbes are reacting to the drought and that's what's telling the plant to change its survival strategies?
That's what some of the questions are. I mean, you know, you think about it, a lot of the research that we do in agriculture, you know, it's everything above ground, but there's a lot of stuff going on below ground that we just don't really understand. So there's some real new thinking coming out about these communities in the soil and how they may interact with the plants to help them respond better to certain stresses, i.e. drought, or if there's an insect stress or a pathogen stress. And these are the kind of questions we're putting out there and trying to see if we can discern them.
What is sorghum used for? Why? I understand the plant has unique capabilities, but is it used for anything? What's the point behind focusing on sorghum?
Yeah, sorghum is actually the fifth most important cereal crop in the world, so it's used extensively in Africa and India for food production. Here in the United States, it's used primarily as an animal feed. So you'll see grain sorghum and forage sorghums going into animal feed production. But sorghum is also a very unique annual crop in that it can produce a tremendous amount of biomass rather quickly in about 100 days. And so the Department of Energy, which is interested in renewable fuels and biomass feedstocks that can produce lots of biomass, they're very interested in looking at all these kind of crops that can do that, and sorghum is one of the leading crops right now for them to be looking at. So that's part of the reason why we're doing this here.
Biomass potentially for what, for fuels and stuff?
Yeah, for fuels. But I think more importantly down the road for really extracting the sugars that are in plants and then using those sugars to create, other biodegradable plastics, renewable materials, and fuel.
And so is there anything that can be taken from this when you finish? I guess it's not going to be any time in, like, the next couple of weeks, but when you finish, is there anything that could be applied, you think, to other plants, other agricultural crops in the valley?
Yeah, I think there's many of us in the scientific community that believe that a lot of these genes for drought tolerance are fairly common in a lot of plants, I think especially in the cereal crops. So whatever we can learn out of sorghum, which we're viewing as a model crop for other crop species, whatever we can learn. So, for example, say we discover five or six sets of genes that relate back to something that seems to be really important in drought tolerance. We can actually sequence those genes and then put those sequences out for the general scientific community to use, and they can use those sequences to maybe explore the genomes that they're interested in, so maybe the wheat folks or the rice or the maize people, the corn people, could take those gene sequences and look for those sequences to see if they're actually in their species of interest. And so if they are, then, you know, there's a potential for actually being able to turn those genes on and off in other crop species and perhaps make them more drought tolerant. So that's, you know, that's what we'd really like to be able to find out and make available to the rest of the scientific community. And we think this could have tremendous impact on our ability to, you know, feed the world in the future. If we can get these plants to, if these plants actually do contain similar genes, you know, then trying to figure out how to turn them on so that they can utilize water more efficiently would be great.
That's Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess speaking with researcher Jeff Dahlberg about new research going on in the Valley about how sorghum is changing its DNA to adapt to the drought and how it might change other plants and the Valley's agriculture industry for the future.